Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
State Representative David Boyer of Portland, thanks for joining us. What do you got? 1,800 some odd people signing on to a petition for Auburn to ban the use of flock cameras?
That's right. We got almost 2,000. We got the bulk of them on Election Day. And it's been great to work on an issue that's bipartisan. There's not a lot of them these days, so you're almost obligated to lean in when folks from across the political spectrum have concerns about these AI-powered spy cameras. And, you know, we had really great conversations, and people are very skeptical when you learn more about this corporation. I mean, this is a $9 billion valued out-of-state international for-profit corporation, and you know, this isn't our government. This is, you know, us handing over our rights and liberties to a private corporation. For what? Maine is the safest state in the country. You know, I'm not sure, you know, there's a good argument to have them anywhere in this state. But like you said, South Portland, they took down their cameras. Auburn will be sending it to voters. And I put in a bill for the legislature for a statewide ban, and we'll consider that come January. And I was glad to hear Hannah Pingree say that she would work to ban them recently. Bobby Charles during the primary also said he was not in support of flock. And I've had good conversations with Rick Bennett. So it's really great to see, again, you know, Mainers across the political spectrum feeling a little uneasy about this AI spy cameras. You know, this isn't China. This is Maine. This is America.
All right. I am not on the other side of the chessboard from you on flock cameras, but I'm standing just kind of on the side of the chessboard on this. And I want to just dig into a couple of points you made. And by the Paul Wolf and I both just looked at each other. We looked at each other through the bulletproof glass after you said something, because there's a line that many media outlets jump to, these AI powered. I will call them AI enhanced, but I think they run on electricity, don't they?
Well, so does AI.
well, yeah, all right. Right. Okay. Yes, but it's the AI technology that is actually giving it the ability to do what it does. You point out that Maine is the safest state in the nation. Yep, sure. Would you walk through Lewiston in the middle of the night?
Not if I didn't have to, okay. But I'd also be armed. You know, Maine allows us to have, you know, thanks to Eric Brakey, my buddy, we have constitutional carry and the people that voted for it. Mainers can be trusted to walk around Hannaford's with a gun in our waistband, and we're still the safest state in the country. Mm. So the idea that, you know, these cameras are going to, you know, is what's making us safe. No, and tell you what, Rick, Lewiston has a bunch of these flock cameras all over the tree streets.
You know,
a deterrent?
You know what else
have
has?
Have they been a deterrent?
You know,
absolutely not.
You know what else has got similar to flock cameras? Hannaford.
Well, that's a private business. That's the difference, Rick, and I appreciate your devil's advocate this morning.
Yep.
But look, you know, this isn't, you know, private businesses. This is our government. I can choose not to go to Hannaford. I can choose not to use a smartphone. I can choose not to sign up for Facebook. But I'm kind of stuck driving on our roads that I pay for with my gas tax, with my money, with my excise. So, you know, I think this is unconstitutional. I think the Supreme Court's gonna hear it. We had a really great ruling from SCOTUS on phone data and geofencing data. And kind of what they said was the totality of a citizen's movement can't be tracked. We need freedom in the totality of our movement. And that's what flock does. It tracks the totality of your movement, whether you committed a crime or not, or a suspicion thereof. And it doesn't just track your car, it tracks your bumper stickers. I mean, Mainers love their bumper stickers, and we wear our heart on our sleeves with our bumper stickers. You know, if somebody's a gun owner, you know, if somebody likes ice, they're a veteran. I mean, hell, people put how many stupid kids they have on their minivan. I don't think that's very smart either.
No, I only put the smart kids on the back of my minivan. I don't track the stupid kids on the back of my minivan. State Rep David Boyer, we're discussing, debating flock cameras again. 1,800 people or so signing the petition, Auburn. And now comes and we were asking a question about parallels between a citizen-initiated question and how it goes to possibly a state ballot to how it would work in Auburn. Or maybe you can clarify this for us. If it's a citizen initiated question for the ballot, you submit the signatures You send it to the legislature. The legislature can act on it, yes or no, or they can send it off to the ballot. Now, what I wonder is, if it's a citizen-initiated question, and if the legislature votes on it and says no, does that kill it, or does then it go to the ballot? Similarly, you've got the 1,800 signatures. It's going to the city of Auburn. If the city of Auburn, if the city leaders take it up and they vote no, is it dead? Or are they now obligated to send it off to a ballot?
The latter. Just like with the statewide initiative, it's a similar process. Locally, you get the signatures, you turn them in, you know, it gets presented to the city council. They can vote on the ordinance kind of as written, or they can kind of do what politicians do and let the voters decide. And I think that's what will happen here in Auburn. But there was some resistance to funding these things by the Auburn City Council. They originally got put up by a grant, a federal grant, and then they were asked to, you know, re-up on that contract, and there wasn't quite the money for it. And you know, these cameras came up without any community feedback, not a vote, not a heads up. So I think that's not right, and I think that's why we got a lot of signatures. But, you know, if we're going to have this new technology, can we at least get a vote on it? So I think that's why we were able to get those signatures. And, you know, it's great to have, like, this coalition of you know, progressive Democrats and rock-ribbed conservatives. You know, I made a Facebook post this the other day, and, you know, people like Jim White, Representative Jim White, is not in favor of these cameras. So, you know, people get it. I mean, we've gone too far in this country, Rick, with the Patriot Act. We've given up so much of our rights and liberties. And they haven't made us any safer. Yeah, you know, you look at TSA; they haven't caught one terrorist. But we, you know, have to take our shoes off and all that, and raise our hands, and you know, to travel. Like, this isn't how a free country is supposed to operate. So we got to get back to what that is: take our country back, take back our rights and freedoms. You know, this isn't China. This isn't USSR. We don't have a social credit system yet. But you know, that's what we're headed towards. And folks like Edward Snowden warned us over a decade ago. And so it's time to start paying attention.
We're talking with State Representative David Boyer, the Republican of Poland, Auburn citizens advancing this anti-flock camera question, likely to go to, well, let me ask that. Do we think the city leaders are just going to say yes to it and it'll be done with it? It'll never have to go to the ballot?
I hope so. That saves some money on some yard signs, but I think they'll ultimately send it to voters. It's you know, the most obvious kind of solution there. And it'll be interesting. I think it'll be close, but I think it'll be rejected. I think the majority of Democrats and independents are against it, and I think conservatives are about split on them. But I think conservatives, you know, we remember COVID and the lockdowns, and these flock cameras would have been really a great tool during the lockdown to make sure people that were not essential stayed in their house. And so, you know, we have another lockdown because of energy or something. They could come up, hey, the flock camera said you left your house. You're not an essential profession. Care to explain yourself? And I'd also say to my conservative friends that, you know, are thinking about supporting these kind of, you know, cameras and whatnot, is we need to fix our judicial system. You know, I asked for freedom of information on one of the South Portland flock success stories. They gave me his name. I Googled it. The guy had a rap sheet over the last 4 or 5 years, you know, violence. And so it's like, we're just spinning our wheels. If these cameras are catching people, then they go to the court, they get let out, there's no accountability. So I think that's the single biggest thing we can do to make Auburn, Lewiston, and our state safer is get some good judges in there, reform the bail. It went too far. We don't want people sitting in jail because they can't pay a parking ticket, but that's not what it is anymore. And I'm a bleeding heart on that issue, but we have to crack down a little bit on there. Just in Auburn, in my community, they let somebody out for the Sixth Amendment. He went and killed somebody that weekend and got shot on a roof. So, like, we got to fix our judicial system to make Maine safer, not put up spy cameras.
David, did you just tell me that you used an online tool to research information on a private citizen?
I sent an email to the police. Nice try.
No. Well, you just told me you looked him up. So you reached to law enforcement and you trusted them with that
The guy asked a question and Googled the guy's rap sheet. Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so you did. I just wanted to make sure that I understood
right
that there's...
to be against these cameras.
No, I understood that you're for some advanced technology, but against others. But in this case, you worked in concert with law enforcement. Now, there are law enforcement agencies that tell us, and I'm reading some of the text messages from some of them right now. Again, I'm not on the opposite side of the chessboard to you on this. I'm on the side. I'm just asking the questions, David. I appreciate
I'm just
the conversation.
Checkers. I know. You already got me beat.
No, stop that. I think it's more like don't break the ice is what we're playing here. Okay, it's more like that. Law enforcement would like to be able to use this, and they can be trusted to be regulated. Can we have the technology with the regulations, with the guardrails, and not have to ban it outright? Because when the time comes that we're going to need it, we're going to wish we had it.
Maybe not, or maybe we'll wish we didn't have it when we do have it. I'd say, you know, we're lucky in Maine to have really stellar law enforcement. And thankfully, we haven't seen the issues that have arisen in other states in Maine yet.
We won't. Okay, we agree on that. Yeah,
because of our stellar enforcement. Well, we're not proliferated. We have them in a handful of towns, Rick. They're not, you know, in every street and every camera, so there's going to be less use of it. But I tell you, maybe it's my algorithm, but every couple of days I see a new flock horror story. They, you know, pull a guy because he was test driving a Range Rover, and the smart AI thought the license plate was an 8, not a 9. Or this woman in Colorado who was accused of stealing porch packages, and the law enforcement there said, you can't come into town without us knowing. So it starts to get a little scary.
Oh, yeah. And, I give you that. But I have a question about that same algorithm you just mentioned. Is your algorithm only sharing with you the flock horror stories? You seeing any positives? Or do you just scroll past those?
We see some positives as well. And Lewiston found an out-of-state dump truck. You know, could we found an out-of-state Massachusetts dump truck without AI cameras? Probably. I mean, I think, you know...
Well, hang on. You just said Lewiston did that, right? You're talking about Lewiston, where they're... You said Lewiston. You said Lewiston.
Drones.
Yeah, hang on a second. You said Lewiston, which is down 11 police officers right now. They haven't got time to go look for abandoned dump trucks from the Bay State. They got bigger issues on Bartlett Street. And if tech, David, let me finish. If tech gives them the ability to go and do what's important, but still keep an eye on the human traffickers and the drug traffickers, if we can put the necessary guardrails on it, why wouldn't we consider it?
Let me ask you this, Rick. I'll throw it back to you. There's a guy who spent about a month in jail because Flock got it wrong and the police got it wrong in California. You know, how many of those cases are we okay with? To have this convenience, how many innocent people have to go to jail to make, you know, what's the balance here? I think it's a really high burden. If innocent people are going to jail, we probably shouldn't use that technology.
How many times have we seen a constitutional carry person shoot themselves in the foot? Should we strip away their right of the Second Amendment? Similar argument.
That's like taking away McDonald's from healthy people because fat people abuse it. Like, come on. This is America. This isn't the USSR. We don't want cameras on every corner. At least I don't. Maybe I'm the minority. But I don't want my every move tracked and surveilled by a private company. If that makes me crazy, then so be it. But this is 1984. This is Minority Report. This is The Matrix. It's all coming in front of us. We've seen the script. It's happening. We either do something about it now or we just acquiesce all our freedoms. We could have cameras in everybody's house. We could put GPS trackers in everybody's car. That would help police too. You know, where's the line?
Okay, I just got a text message from David Trahan, Sportsman's Alliance of Maine, listening to the conversation, and I'm going to read what it says because it makes me move from the side of the chessboard to come and stand beside you on your side. You ready?
All right, David, let's go.
If Democratic Socialists of America get in charge, would you trust them with this power?
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.